Hello, everyone, and welcome to a MaderCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Hello, folks. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader, and this is another edition of the MaderCast. We haven't done one of these in a while, and I'm starting to wonder now, you know, about the podcast. And I decided I got to do something with this podcast because it's out there. People need to hear what I got to say, and you know what? I don't care if I sound like crap anymore. This is how I am, this is the way I am, and I'm just getting over a cold, so you have to bear with me. Now, I'm out here because I want to rant. I'm very annoyed with a lot of things, but here are some of the main things I'm pissed off about, and I want to bring them up to the world. So, you see, you guys think that as a sighted person, oh, you know, guide dogs are wonderful for blind people. They help guide blind people around. Yeah, that's all good and well, but have you ever watched one of these dogs get training? If they don't train properly, they get put to sleep. Or they get retired and then get put to sleep. Okay? It's really sad if they, you know, and some schools won't do that. Some will actually let you have your dog if, you know, it has to be retired. But a lot of schools will. And it's sad. They won't train little dogs to be guide dogs. No, they want to train the big, huge dogs. And a lot of the times, the big, huge dogs, you know, they're all good and well. But what if you don't want a big, huge dog? What if you just want a small dog? Why can't you have a small dog? What, they don't have big enough brains to train them? I don't believe that shit for a minute. I think it's just that they like to have dogs that symbolize masculinity. Oh, this dog is a strong dog and it's going to be able to lead you around and guide you here and there. Bullshit. Any dog can guide you here and there. It doesn't need to be a, you know, it really doesn't need to be, you know, small or big. I mean, big, huge, and cumbersome. I like smaller dogs. I don't like big dogs. Smaller dogs have your back more than big dogs do, because big dogs get lazy after a while and don't want to do shit. I never have liked any of those big dogs like Black Labs and, you know, Shepherds, Huskies, or any of that. You know, I mean, they're nice dogs, don't get me wrong, and I'll be friendly with them if I ever find, you know, one. But I don't want one for a pet. They're just too big. And I don't have much room in my house for a big dog. So now I can't have a leader dog because I don't have, you know, the room, which is bullshit. And I don't understand how these people get these therapy dogs and what have you. And, you know, don't, you know, how come they can be therapy dogs, these smaller dogs, but not leader dogs or guide dogs? That's bullshit. And I'll come right out and tell you it's bullshit. I would rather have a dog that's small. You know, like a pug. Or a Pomeranian or a Shih Tzu. I actually used to raise Shih Tzus. They're cute. They're great dogs. They're small. And they're very, very protective. You might think them little baby dogs don't protect you, but that's bullshit. They can protect you and they will. Actually, they're more rambunctious than... And you don't want a dog that makes a lot of racket. If you're trying to rob someone, you don't want a dog that's going to bark and bark and bark. That's the whole idea. They won't shut up. And I think that that's the kind of dog you want. You want a dog that's going to raise hell when it sees something that's not supposed to be there. You know, because I can't see. And really, yeah, okay, Labradors sound more scary when they bark. Right? Big deal. So does a Shih Tzu. Let a Shih Tzu growl at you once. That growl will scare the shit out of you. I know. Like I told you, I used to breed them. And my dog, Chloe, probably cat, you're funny. Every time I talk about Chloe on the podcast, Pearly has to come over here and remember Chloe, huh, Pearly? Yeah. Anyway, my dog Chloe, she would growl, wouldn't she, Pearl? See? Pearly said, yeah. Pearly said, yeah. Pearly knows, huh? Pearly got her mad. Huh, you got Pearly you got Chloe mad once, huh? Jumping on her head. Anyway, no, but why can't them kind of dogs be leader dogs? Are they stupid? Is that what you're saying? That kind of dog is stupid? Come on, leader dog, let me hear what you got to say. Email me. Here's my email address. I'll give it to you right here on the podcast. It's the, T-H-E, Mader, M-A-D-E-R, cast, C-A-S-T, at iCloud.com. Send me an email. Tell me why it is you want me to be able to cross the street on my own while you're at it. When you don't damn well know how these people drive nowadays, that shouldn't even be a requirement. Because people drive like maniacs now. People don't look where they're going when they're trying to drive. And I got a problem with that. I'm not going to go cross in the damn street and die. Are you dumb? I'm not doing it. You know? I'm really not going to do it. And because I won't do it, they won't give me a leader dog. They got to have proof that I can do these things, or they can't give me it. That's bullshit. They shouldn't need proof. You shouldn't need to have good cane skills if you got a leader dog right there. Doesn't the dog guide you? What the hell do you need a cane for? See, that's my point. They shouldn't be called guide dogs then, should they? This is what I'm saying. People don't get it. Especially people in the blind community who have dogs. Yes, that's great. You have a dog and you think you know it all because you got a dog. Well, guess what? You don't. There are a lot of people who don't understand dogs like I do because I can hear them talk. I have clairaudience. And they don't like being treated like they're an animal. They don't like being treated like they're a pet. No animal does, right, Pearly? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Pearly says, it's not fair. We don't treat each other like we're pets. Why do we treat dogs and cats that way? They want to be treated like companions, but they don't want to be treated like your pet. Right, Pearly? Yeah. They want to be treated like a part of the family, but they don't want... It's just like anything, really. If a dog treated you the way you treat your dog, Do you know how bad you'd feel? Think about that a minute. If all you do to your dog is give your dog a treat here and there, call it, you know, name, you know, but don't talk to it like a person, but talk to it like it's a kid or a baby all the time, it gets on their nerves, just like it gets on my nerves. If it were done to me, it would probably get on my nerves, is what I'm trying to say. And of course, this damn cat, right, jackass? Whatever. Don't wag your tail at me. I don't like it. You scare me. Anyway. Twitch. I should have named her Twitch. That's what she does with her damn tail. She twitches it. I would like to name her Dart. Because she darts up and down the stairs like a monster sometimes. Or I could name her Dracula because she bites people. Don't you, jackass? Huh? Anyway. But no, it's a true story that I think that people don't, we all take our pets for granted. And then when they die, a lot of people will say, oh, my dog is dead. You know, I never thought, well, of course you didn't think. If you really care about your animal, don't treat it like it's a pet. Treat it like it's a part of your family. But don't talk baby talk to it. And don't treat it like a pet. They don't like that. Right, Pearly Cat? Bitch. Bitch, I know I'm right. You can't say I'm not right. Stop lying. Wrong. All right. You want to get down? Go for it, kid. Oh, Lord. That's funny. But, no, like I said, that's another thing that's on my mind. We should be allowed to have, or there should be a robot type thing that looks like a human, but not, you know, that has human hands, human, almost human feet, and can walk around and help people who are, well, like me, who are blind. And be trained or be programmed to help people. Be programmed to know people's, you know, personality and know them back. And talk like a human just as you would want to be talked to. And listen like a human. No, it's not human, but it could be just as easily made. I mean, hell, they got sex robots out now. You know, they got, why can't they have robots that walk people around or whatever like the dog would? And I'm not saying a robotic guide dog either. I'm just saying like a companion type thing, but it'd be a robot. That you can, you know, use your phone or whatever, and program it, and update it, and do all that on your phone. So you know, if they got a new update coming out, you know, you might go on your robot application, and it'll say, this, you know, your robot has a new software out, would you like to use it? Yes or no? And you push yes, and then it updates it automatic. Then, okay, this update sucks, it's not working well, I'm going to go back to my original. Just like you do a computer. The same way. Only it would be for a robot. For blind people can get around. And I'm thinking, you know, in the box. not out of the box, because they get out of the box and dumb. Anyway, we're almost done with the podcast. I got another thing I'm going to rant about. Now, I know I'm just jumping from topic to topic because that's just what I'm doing today. Sorry if it's bothering you that I'm switching topics. I got a complaint from Netflix users. How many of you guys are having trouble getting shows and descriptive anymore on Netflix? I'm having the same trouble. And I've been using Amazon Prime now. And I like Amazon Prime. And they got a lot of good shows. But the problem I'm having with Amazon Prime is quite simple. And I've already fixed it. You can type in the search engine audio description in English. That's all you need to type in there, audio description in English, and it shows you a shit ton of shows that you can watch. And there's more being added. The problem is a lot of these companies that do descriptive for the blind, they're volunteer companies. They are, it's a specialty service, so more stations don't carry it. At least not here in the U.S. The U.K. has the best service for descriptive video, because they use the digital... they use the DAB service, which is Digital Audio Broadcasting Service. And they have the DVB as well. And they have their channels set up neat, because you can go, say 104. Or let's just say, for example, you have a station like, we're just going to use numbers. 104 is like your ABC station. Well, you would change it to 105 if you want to watch it in descriptive video service. Where over here, they use the SAP channel, and that doesn't always work. Secondary audio programming language is not always a doable option to some people, because it's easy to turn on. But why aren't we dedicating channels specifically to blind people? We have the fucking wherewithal. We have the right infrastructure. We just don't use it for such things. They can get more than four channels on a fucking thing. There's no reason they can't do more than four channels on one channel. Like, if it's digital audio programming, or DAP, they should be able to offer more channels that are descriptive video capable. Okay, if you're totally blind and you want to watch, you know, ABC, that would be ABC, we're going to use mine, ABC 12, for example. ABC 12 in my area has four other channels they run. They got 12, they got 12.2, they got 12.3 and 12.4. They got a weather channel. They got a couple of older programming like Antenna. I think Antenna TV is one of theirs. And a couple other ones. Why aren't they using at least one of these channels for descriptive audio content? You know? Just like TV5, and don't get me wrong, I got a lot of friends over there. They're good people over there, but I don't think they understand the concept of audio description and why it's important to have it on every fucking program you're putting out. Yes, public broadcasting does have it, but they don't use it well. Okay? DirecTV, I bitched and bitched and bitched and bitched to get DirecTV to do it, and they finally have done it. Now, I don't know anymore if they're still doing it properly or not, since AT&T bought DirecTV, and I don't know what's going on with that, but I do know if you press the green, back when they had the other remotes, there was a red, green, yellow, and blue buttons on the bottom. And if you press the green button, it would switch over to audio description. Or it would put it on the SAP channel and be automatically switched over. Well, I don't know how that works now with the new DirecTV boxes, but I do know that it's horseshit that Charter can't get their shit together. Spectrum pisses me off because of this. They don't want to fix it. And I'm getting tired of them. Getting ready to stop using them. Because their content is not something I ever use or watch. And I'm tired of local channels around here because they don't have any of it either. And it really makes me mad. It angers me. It pisses me off. And all that. You know? I don't think it's right. And I don't think, well, but the thing is, I tried to use SAP on another channel using the app, the Charter app, the Spectrum app. It did work for a minute, but then it stopped working. So to me, that app ain't worth a damn. Anyway, I think the next topic I'm going to throw at you guys is driving. For me as a blind person, would it be wonderful to drive? Abso-fucking-lutely it would. Will I ever get to drive? Maybe someday. But I don't know if I want to drive. To be honest, I don't know if I'd want to drive or not, because there are some people that can't keep their eyes on the fucking road. And it's very, very, kind of very scary. Because they don't keep their eyes on the fucking road. While Apple has built in features to combat that, and hopefully someday Google will too. And I don't know if they already do or not, but they should. It doesn't matter. People don't use those features because they don't want to. They're cumbersome and they don't want to use them. They get on people's nerves. So they don't use them. But, you know, I don't know. Because, yes, sorry, I just yawned. Anyway, that's what those pauses are. I'm trying to yawn, but not yawn in your ear. Anyway, I'm just waking up, so I'm doing this as I wake up. Yeah. Anyway. But I don't know if I'd ever want to drive, because there's too many crazy motherfuckers on this road. and everything. So, I'm not even sure I really want to take the chance and drive. I couldn't handle the ass white people. You know? But I respect a lot of people and, you know, what they do and stuff. And I don't know how they do it sometimes, you know, certain people when they drive. I don't know how y'all do it. Because there's so many dumbasses in the world that don't look where the fuck they're going. It's just all kind of stuff. As my nephew Ashton would say, dumbass. Anyway. Yes, he does. He's funny. If he sees something you did wrong, he thinks, or if he see something he doesn't like you did, he'll go, dumbass. That boy takes right after me. Yep. Anyway, that's a little podcast for y'all. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you like it, subscribe to it. If you think it's good enough to subscribe to, do that. I'd appreciate it a lot. You can subscribe by hitting the subscribe button on your player. And then every time when I come out here and I do a podcast, you'll get notified right away. I'll put it in your favorite list on Spotify too if you want. If you are listening to, you know, put us on Spotify as your favorite podcast as well. Thank you all for listening.